good morning. We thought that since we were going to do something different today, we'd and go to one service, we'd just go ahead and do a lot of things different. And so we're going to have a little bit different kind of service today. Ushers, you're going to have to work a little harder today because they're not used to being quite so full with two services. But we're glad you're here. You know, it's kind of funny how things go. We get in little ruts that we're not aware of sometimes. I was talking to some people sitting back here toward the back that normally sit over here, and I said, what happened? Did they throw you out of this section over there? Yeah, do you know somebody got in our seats? We're getting ready to leave. Of course, they were kidding. And then I saw a couple other people the same way. It's like, you know, we think we got names on our seats, and that's those little ruts we get into. So this is really good to, you know, today we're talking about a fresh perspective on worship. And so we get a fresh perspective on ourselves and how we kind of sit in that same seat every week and we look from the same angle and from the same place. But so it's good to be moved around some, huh? I know some of you got here quick and got your same old seats, but we'll get you next time. One of the things I did years ago, and I'm praying about doing it again, is once we got ready to start the service, I said, okay, this section, change with this section. You come here, you go over there, you go there. And we might do that one day just to loosen things up and change things up. You've got a message notes in your bulletin. They're already prepared for you, but you won't need to really do anything with those until after the service. We're going to talk about worship today. Worship means different things to different people. Do you ever think about why you worship? Who you worship? Do you ever sense the impact of your worship that it has or can have on you and on your circumstances or situations in life? That's what I want us to think about today. You know, it's easy to worship the Lord when life is good, when things are going well, when our families are healthy, our finances are secure, and you know, everything's going according to plan. But if you find yourself in the middle of some suffering or difficult situations, are you able to worship through that? Are you able to worship in that? More than a song. More than a song, worship is a weapon. It's a weapon that helps us overcome tactics that the enemy brings. And in this message today by Pastor David Youth, he reminds believers that God inhabits the praises of his people. We were made to sing, to ascribe to the worth of the Lord. And so as I said, your message notes, what I want you to do with them today is to take them home after you watch this message, and there's some questions on there, and I want you to go over those questions and just reflect on your worship life. Reflect on how you perceive worship. You know, I'm all about bringing in speakers and giving different perspectives and different voices coming to speak so that they bring basically the same message. And although Pastor Youth, I couldn't coerce him to come down personally, we're going to watch him on via video. And I want you to really engage in this message. I believe you're going to get a different perspective on worship today. Let's pray together. We can take the lights down. Father, we thank you. We praise you today for who you are. We thank you, God, that you're the God who is and was and is to come, the God who created us, who knows everything about us, and the God who desires a relationship with us. So, Father, speak to our hearts today. Speak to us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. I hope that your action is not just clapping for a good message. I hope that you've been touched by God's Word and by His Spirit this morning. You know, I think sometimes we forget that we don't worship because life is good. We worship because God is good. Because life is not always good. But God is always good. I hope you have a different perspective on worship this morning. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And you probably noticed we didn't worship at the beginning of the service today. because I wanted us to, before we worshiped here again, and we're together as, you know, a good part of the congregation is together in one service. But I want us to worship with a fresh perspective on worship the next time we stand to worship God. Because I believe He's a God that deserves our worship. I believe He's a God that desires our worship. But more than that, I believe He's a God who wants us to worship because of what He can do in our lives through our worship. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of His people. And so when we sing, we invite His presence in. And we're reminded that of His faithfulness. And we get a fresh perspective of who God is. You know, I don't know who God is in your life today as you sit here. I don't know what's going on in your life as you sit here today. But I know one thing for sure. Just like worship and praise can deliver people from demonic elements and demons, He can deliver us from our circumstances, or He can walk us through our circumstances as we praise Him. Praise and worship changes. It changes circumstances. It changes situations. But more than that, it changes us. It changes our perspective on who God is. Maybe you're sitting here today and you don't know God. Maybe you're sitting here today and you've just been playing church, keeping an arm's length from God. Maybe it's time in this Thanksgiving season and this year, today, maybe today is the day of salvation for you. Maybe today is the day that you say, God, I'm tired of doing it my way. I'm ready to do it your way. I'm ready to receive your forgiveness. You know, there's something supernatural about praise and worship. This was not some a 90-some-year-old woman that we hear about all the time. Old people, before they die, they see these visions. This was a 19-year-old. Sat up in the bed, saw heaven coming. Saw heaven coming to take her home. Will you see that when you take your last breath? We're going to worship together this morning. We're going to have our worship time. The altar's going to be open. If you need to do business with God, if you need to do business in any way with the Holy Spirit, altar's open. Let's stand and let's worship together as we praise the God who is worthy.